thank you for listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And one of the themes we're talking about this month is how to build a spiritually strong home that can keep you safe when the storms of life hit. And something that's always good to have in your spiritual bank account is the ability to turn to the Savior for help in forgiving others who have wronged you. And Stephanie did just that last year. She was in a romantic relationship that had turned financially unhealthy and found herself in thousands of dollars of debt because this person decided to take advantage of her kindness. And after a difficult year, Stephanie worked hard and is now debt-free and has found a way to forgive her ex and is here to talk to us today about how this all happened. Thanks for being here, Stephanie.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So what were the first signs that you knew something was going wrong in this relationship?
Actually, wasn't while I was in the relationship with him. We had broken up, but we were still, there's still that, I was like, I'm still going to marry this guy. We're just figuring things out. And there was this night that he had made some terrible choices and he told me about it. And I was talking to my roommates after about it. And my roommate Tara was just so blunt. And she's told me, she said, Steph, what are you doing? Like, you deserve better than this. And it just hit me because I'm always a person that I like to see the people for who they really are and who they can become. And with him, his past was still his present. And it made me realize just what I really wanted.
So this was after the relationship ended. And describe what that moment was like when you realized you're at the bank, you realize this person had gotten you into pretty heavy debt and it was now going to be your responsibility to pay it off.
Oh, as I looked at the statements, I was livid. I saw, I mean, it was frivolous charges, you know, like $400 for a concert ticket in California and clothing purchases and entertainment. And it just hurt most of all because I had been in debt when I was in college. And I had shared with him how I never wanted to feel that bondage of debt again. And he just didn't care. And so I had never felt like that intense anger before in my life of just like, why did this happen? This isn't fair.
This is obviously a really terrible situation to be in. You probably feel super vulnerable and kind of abandoned emotionally and obviously financially from him. How were you able to find comfort in this situation? How did you, I guess, just survive?
I remember that first day, my favorite quote is, all that's unfair in life can be made right through the atonement of Jesus Christ. And I remember that first day just pleading with the Lord to take that anger, because I had never felt that intense anger for another person, to take it away, because I didn't want it to consume me. I didn't want to be jaded. I didn't want to think about it all the time. It's interesting, within that first week, I really did feel like that intense anger was gone. The Lord had helped me, but I mean, I still had this debt to pay off and I had to get a second job, and my life just changed dramatically that year. And there were so many times when I would be frustrated and I would call a friend like crying, or even I called him up once and I was like, please just pay, because I was so frustrated. But that line, that all that's unfair in life can be made right through the atonement of Jesus Christ, really just rang so true, because he really took that and I was able to just change my perspective.
So how did you get to a point when you knew, okay, in order for me to emotionally, mentally move on from this situation, I've got to forgive this person? How did you get to that point?
I remember I was having a pity party for myself and just so frustrated with everything and so tired from working so much. And I was at church and I just had this distinct thought that my life was still good. It was just money. Like, and really, a lot of people have had so much worse happen to them, and that I needed to make a choice, that I could continue in my pity party or I could choose to be happy. And so I was like, okay, when I'm walking out the door, I'm making that choice. And so before I left church, I remember like I was still in my Debbie Downer mode for like the last little bit, you know, to chat with my friends about it. But then like I really took that to heart. And I mean, I still had those hard days, but I think that led to that forgiveness of not letting it consume my life. I still had a choice to be happy. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I had a choice to forgive him. And then several months down the road, I just realized that I needed to confront him, and I haven't seen him since everything happened. And we met at a park, and I just vocally told him how much he had hurt me and everything that had happened, but that I forgave him. And as I was talking and to hear him apologize, it just was such a tender moment of did I have romantic feelings for him anymore? No, you know, but it was just that feeling of being able to move on, and that what he did to me wasn't going to affect me anymore, that my life was still good and that I was able to move on from it and grow.
That's incredible, because that must have been such a weight and a worry lifted off of you when you were able to do that and say, okay, I'm done with this situation now. I can indeed move on and heal myself. And I loved, going back a little bit, I loved how you said that when you're at church, you realized you had a choice to turn to Jesus Christ for help or to just let this make you bitter. And there's, I love that saying that situations can make you bitter or better. And it looks like you chose the high road and you chose to grow from this and to learn from this rather than just wallow in self-pity. And I think a lot of people have a tendency to do that because it's easy to be pitiful. It's easy to be angry, even. It's a lot harder to be happy and open-hearted.
Oh, yeah, totally. It definitely is easier to be like, I hate this. Like, mm-hmm. My life is so hard. So
I know you talked a little bit in your blog about how journaling kind of was therapeutic for you and it helped you. How did it help you exactly?
Just to get out those emotions that I was feeling really helped. But I think journaling and then being able to talk to my friends about it. And I just had some great friends that just sat and listened and family members that just let me vent. And that was really helpful. But I think the biggest thing was this was an opportunity for me to really test what I believe. I had spent a year and a half, you know, serving a mission and talking about Jesus Christ and that he's real. But in this moment, I was able to really find out that he was real, you know, and that the feelings that I was experiencing and the heartache that I was going through, that he really could take all of that and just to experience that firsthand.
You can't gain a testimony for anyone else except yourself. So what would you say to someone who is having a difficult time forgiving someone right now?
I feel like my situation is so small compared to what other people are going through, but that really, that forgiveness is such a great feeling to not hold onto anymore and to not be consumed by those feelings of hatred and anger and resentment, but to really just take it to the Savior. And you know, it wasn't, I had talked about how that first week, you know, I really felt that my heart had been softened, but it was really every day just like pleading with the Lord for help, or when I was frustrating, just getting to my knees. And as I look back at this experience, I'm grateful for it in the sense that I was able to grow so much closer to my Savior in a way that I had never experienced before. So I guess my advice to them is to experiment, to try to find out for themselves if they really can forgive this person, if the Lord can really take away their hurt and their pain.
Yeah, and it's, like you said, it's worth experimenting because nothing bad's going to come out of that. You're either going to feel better or you'll feel the same. But as you have stated in your testimony of this experience, you do feel better and you do feel lighter, and it's so much healthier for you to not only develop that close relationship with the Savior, but to just be able to be open and love other people for who they are, maybe not let them into your life mm-hmm. anymore, but just be able to be kind-hearted and to move on from that. So thank you so much for joining us today and sharing that experience with us.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. So for more information on forgiveness and how the Savior's love can help you with that, just search for those topics on mormonchannel.org for great blog posts, radio episodes, and videos that can help. And our quote of the day is one that Stephanie has been referring to, and it's from Sister Linda K. Burton, the LDS General Relief Society president. And she says, "We all share in the trials of life together, but in faithful hearts is written, all that is unfair about life can be made right through the atonement of Jesus Christ." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.